A kaleidoscope of colors and shapes danced across the sky over Washington's National Mall during the 42nd annual Smithsonian Kite Festival. Entitled Brush Strokes in the Sky, this year's event attracted huge crowds of kite lovers. John Burkhart, the Kite Festival's head judge, explains this year's theme.
Smithsonian Institution is recognizing China this year and having very many special exhibits. And the Kite Festival is one of the first of these exhibits. And we have invited a number of master kite makers from China to come join us. And we're looking forward to seeing their kites today.
Chinese kite masters Sun Jiehua and Kong Lingming brought centuries-old Chinese kite-making traditions to the festival. Among Sun's creations is his 88-segment flying dragon.
Kite making is my family business. Older folks in my family all know how to fly kites, so I learned from them. I also took the kite making art one step further, right?
Okay, now we have the big Chinese dragon. There are a bunch of people helping to grab the line. Because when the wind comes up and that thing starts to pull, you may need more than one or two people.
Kong Liming's designs were inspired by a manuscript about kites by Cao Xueqing, author of a classic Chinese novel, Dream of the Red Chamber.
We replicated the whole collection of kites in the manuscript. We came to the U.S. mainly to promote our thousands of years of kite making and flying tradition.
The art of kite making and flying has been perfected over time. New technologies are now being employed to give kite lovers better control over their kites. David Ashworth demonstrates the Rev, one of the most maneuverable kites ever made.
Yeah, what I'm flying is a four-line kite. Yeah, in terms of control, what you really do is you have two handles, and you control the left side of the kite with what's in your left hand, and the right side of the kite with what's in your right hand.
Okay.
And if you basically give the angle of the kite, like what you see in the handles right now, that'll make it go up. And if you do it this way, it'll go down. So what you do is really control each side of the kite with your two hands.
For other kite flyers, like Kennedy and Alex, the festival is a chance to show off their creativity.
It's like supposed to be a fox.
Okay.
And these are like the eyebrows, and then this is supposed to be kind of like the hair.
Okay.
And you have the eyes and the lips right there with the beady mark.
So what is it with the design?
What?
The design, what is it?
Oh, just a monster.
A monster?
Yeah.
So how you come up with this idea?
I don't know, I just draw everything.
The Smithsonian Kite Festival was just one of many events during Washington's National Cherry Blossom Festival, a two-week celebration that draws more than a million people to the nation's capital each year. For producer Joseph Mark, Elaine Liu, VOA News.